Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, coming at you from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or as I prefer to think of it, because it is so much like the old days. I'm glad to see they kept the idea of sort of allowing the campground to be open, and the Porcupine Freedom Festival is just this thing that takes place down there at the bottom of the hill that you have to have tickets for and all of that. But it's a great time. I'm here today with
Mark, and as I prefer to think of it as Fork Fest. This is not Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porcupine Freedom Festival is down that way, and I haven't been there yet.
I have not been there yet either. I assume I have a ticket because I'm speaking Saturday, but I haven't actually looked into it. I mean, yesterday I got here at around 11:30, set everything up, and then was like, oh, good, I forgot headphones. And then, of course, you didn't get here until like 6 o'clock, so I didn't have anyone to, you know, do the show with.
And it was pouring down rain.
Yeah, there were rumors all day long about how it was going to begin storming, and then it got pushed back, and then it got pushed back, and then suddenly at about 6 o'clock, it did finally start thunderstorming, which is nice. Those aren't especially common in New Hampshire, and being from Mississippi, I kind of like thunderstorms. They were very common there.
They're a little shorter, the in duration.
They are. They lasted, I think it was about 20, maybe 30 minutes of real thunderstorm, and then it was just rain.
But usually in the South, my experience, at least in Florida, is that it'll be clear within an hour after a rainstorm,
really?
And it's not clear yet.
Well, Mississippi is right next to the Mississippi River, and that tremendously affects storms. They usually slow down when they hit it, so it storms for about a 3 or 4 hour period there before it moves on.
I see.
And I miss that.
It's good to have rain.
Another thing I miss is being able to use cryptocurrency. It's so unpleasant for me to have to hand people U.S. dollars here at Forkfest, because for the last 5 years, I pretty much used only cryptocurrency.
Right.
Now, we do have the goldback people here, and I'm going to procure some additional goldbacks, and most of the vendors here will take those, but I've always just pulled out my phone and scanned a QR code, and that was how I made purchases. This year, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating, but
It's quite a place, and people just have no idea what it's like to come to Forkfest. Excuse me.
Oh, well, they don't.
There's how many sites are there here? Like 500 RV sites, 500 total camping sites and there's supposedly I have heard they've sold more than 10,000 tickets.
That's not correct. It was 2,500 last I heard that they stopped selling.
That makes more sense with 500 sites, that 5 people per site, that kind of thing.
I don't think you could get 10,000 people in here. I mean,
well, it shows the level of excitement that's going on if people are exaggerating to that level. And frankly, you don't know the difference between 2,500 people and 10,000 people if you're experiencing it.
I mean, at that point, it's pretty irrelevant.
Yeah.
Anything over 1,000 people is just a mass of people.
Yep.
But it is a great time, and I mean, it's a little overcast today, but it doesn't matter.
The freedom still had.
It's not 90 degrees, yeah, is what I was getting at. It's much more tolerable today. Yesterday was insanely hot for it to be here, but that didn't hold anyone back, and everyone had a good time. Even with the thunderstorm, after it dissipated, people came back out and started doing the Forkfest thing, which is hanging out and having a good time.
Yeah, it's quite the festival, and people need to experience it to understand it. We will do our best over the course of the next several days to describe it all to you and to bring you what we consider the highlights and the best parts and all the interesting folks. And we'll be grabbing them throughout the day today and for the next, is it 2 weeks we're doing it?
We are doing it for 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah.
And that's good news for people who can't make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because they are sold out of tickets. They're not even selling day passes. Rogers Campground is at capacity, I'm told. But if you want to hang out, if you still want to attend the festival, well, Forkfest is still happening until July the 4th. July the 4th is officially the last day, but I'm probably not leaving until July the 5th, because it gives me extra time to tear everything down and not be in a rush and all of that.
Right. I mean, we can just turn it over to the good folks at the main studio, and they can do a show there, and we can pack up. And it's the nice thing about having extra people now.
Yeah.
Because just a couple of months ago, we were all working 6 days a week and harried, and it was pretty terrible.
It wasn't terrible. It was harrowing,
yeah,
certainly. But, you know, I enjoyed it, and now I have the generally as much time as I want to do Free Talk Live, and I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to that. It's part of the reason that I wanted to take the day off. I mean, it helped that you didn't get here until 6 o'clock, so I didn't have a co-host, and I hadn't considered it until you pointed out that headphones aren't really that important to doing this.
No, they're not.
But
I think the headphones are part of sort of the shtick, right? So if you have headphones on, people are less likely to wander up and start chit-chatting to you.
But we're talking in a microphone. So
it isn't good enough.
Okay.
I've done this long enough. By the way, has it been announced? You are now with Free Talk Live sort of as full-timey as we can sort of make that happen?
Oh, it's full-time. I mean, it's a lot of work. But
I must say,
I'm enjoying it.
One of the board members of the Shire Free Church, we're excited to have you. You are, dedicated, and the reason that we've continued to move you up is, your competence and hard work.
Awesome. So, well, thank you so much. I mean, I'm not as competent.
It certainly isn't your taste in clothing.
I don't know. I tend to disagree. I mean, you did describe me recently as Ian in a dress, so the clothing has to kind of be a fact. You don't just want another Ian, right? You need Ian with a twist. Unfortunately, I'm not quite as competent as Ian, so I had to introduce an additional piece of equipment into the live setup, but it's really convenient how all of this came together because I already had that. And
what is that thing?
That is a USB audio processor,
okay,
very similar to what I use at my music studio, only this one only has two inputs because that's all we need.
So is if you're Ian in a dress, is Peakless Viking Mark?
Viking Mark. I don't know, because I only have dealt with Peakless like one night a week for the last 3 weeks, and prior to that, like, not really at all.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, anyway, folks, please stay tuned over the course of the next couple of weeks and listen to what's going on at ForkFest, or the ForkUfine Freedom Festival, as I like to call it.
Well, you're calling it Subpoena Fest these days, and
yeah,
I have no doubt that there are FBI agents among us. I mean,
well,
there's no doubt.
Considering how I got stopped coming into the country in the airport in Miami, and they called me off the plane to serve me a subpoena, at this point, there's no doubt I'd consider them behind every bush.
There's good reason to believe that as well. I'm looking forward. There will be a presentation about the Crypto 6 Saturday at Pavilion 6 at 11 a.m., I think. The schedule has moved around a bit, so I'm not 100% sure. I've got to check things out. But, yeah, it's FBI Fest. They're watching us, and they've made that very, very clear. I mean, they're watching Ian so closely that they've placed him under house arrest and have monitoring software on his computer.
They had a camera outside his house watching who came and left.
That is the rumor, and who knows whether or not that's actually true, but I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, they certainly utilize King PD far more than one would expect. I mean, and as you pointed out, anyone else would be like,
I'm glad they got some work out of King PD, because I reported people that were threatening my family, and King PD didn't do F all. They're protecting and serving out there. Serving the FBI.
Well, the FBI didn't do anything about that either.
No. So, there's not a law enforcement organization in the country I could get to do anything about it.
Yeah, they're useless. I mean, they'd rather go after crimes that don't have victims or alleged crimes that don't have victims, because, I mean, that's easier than actually trying to do something about someone threatening someone else's life and the life of their children.
My lawyer said that they hate me because I'm an anarchist. I'm not an anarchist. I've never claimed to be an anarchist.
Well, you associate with an anarchist,
there are people,
a voluntarist,
that erroneously call themselves anarchists. Yes.
Well, I am an anarchist, Mark.
You can call yourself a Satanist too.
Yes.
You're a libertarian atheist. That's all.
I'm a libertarian
in a dress.
Satanist anarchist. Yes. And I ran for sheriff on that campaign, on that platform, and it was interesting, to say the least. But we're not the most interesting characters here, despite the fact that, you know, I'm in a skirt and you're dressed like the Intergalactic Space King.
No, I am the Intergalactic Space King. This is how we dress.
More coming up from Pork Fest. Get up here for June 28th if you can. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Free Talk Live from the Fork Fest Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Always a blast to be here, man. I've spent the last year looking forward to being back. It is true that there are certain elements that are missing, like, you know,
Ian,
obviously, Ian, but it's still a great time. And we're joined now by Danny, who used to do the crypto show that was broadcast on LRN.fm. You were talking with us earlier about crap coins.
Yeah.
You just attended a crap coin event.
Yes, in Miami. And it was quite a bit of fun, actually. It was more creative. There's a lot of younger people there actually trying to build stuff. And then I wandered over to the Bitcoin conference, and it was just like this herd of thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought we were talking about the Bitcoin conference in Miami, which is supposed to be the largest Bitcoin event ever.
It was the largest cluster of, I know there's another word I can't say, but yeah.
So there was both a Bitcoin festival and a crap coin festival in Miami, and of the two, Bitcoin was the true crap coin festival?
I don't want to say it was a crap coin festival, but it was just so overwhelming. I was there trying to get content, and there was just nothing to get, really. You know,
okay.
Right, it's a bunch of people who just heard about Bitcoin who are really excited about making a whole bunch of money. You know, they think that they found the golden goose, which I don't know whether they're right or wrong, but it's...
Well, based on what I'm hearing over the last several months, they seem to be wrong. Bitcoin is on the decline, at least relative to the USD. I don't know if adoption is up or anything like that, because I can't really monitor it that closely given certain conditions.
Yeah. Well, basically, the general consensus is that China's saying mean things about Bitcoin, and we're scared because China's important and stuff, when in fact, Bitcoin is bigger than governments, you know, all around the world, and I'm not worried at all about whatever China or the United States might attempt to do.
No, if China wants to make themselves obsolete by banning crypto, then let them do it.
Right, and one thing's for certain about empires is that empires rise and empires fall. All that China and the United States are doing, if they try to stop Bitcoin, is hastening their own demise, because the little countries out there are going to become very wealthy by accepting Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies of all sorts as legal tender.
Bolivia is one of these, aren't they? Wasn't it Bolivia?
It was Ecuador.
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Yeah, that was it.
Yes.
Recently officially accepted Bitcoin as legal tender, and that's certainly going to be good for them going forward.
And there's a few other Latin American countries that are planning on following suit as well.
So. Okay, awesome. I would love to see Venezuela do it, because, you know, they're currently destroying their people and forcing them to live in poverty, and Bitcoin is a pretty good way of mitigating that, because, you know, what keeps the Venezuelan government going is their ability to just inflate their currency to obviously unreasonable degrees, like thousands of percents of inflation each year, and they can't do that with Bitcoin.
There was a dumpster full of Venezuelan bolivars at the Bitcoin conference. They were just blowing everywhere. It was hilarious. So I did collect some of those off the ground.
And this is the thing, is that, you know, and people, it's interesting. We go through our daily lives, we use these pieces of paper or cloth or whatever you want to call them, that are backed by the full faith and credit of governments around the world, and we exchange for real goods and real services, and it's amazing the just silliness that humans participate in. I'm not saying that I won't take all of the dollars you want to give me. I don't need a dumpster full of bolivars, but I mean, I'll be happily take them, because I'll turn them into things that will make money for me.
Sure,
but it's funny what we do.
Well, Venezuelans were actually making more money off of the money by weaving hand baskets and purses and stuff out of the bolivars. They could 10x their money by weaving it into items
that you could use.
That you could actually use.
Well, that's government inaction, really. It's inflate the currency. I think it was pre-World War II Germany that had more success just burning the franc instead of trying to use it to buy firewood.
Yeah, so it was the mark is
the
what
mark
it was.
What was the franc? Yeah. Is that
that's France or Switzerland?
Okay, yeah. I don't know my world history or world currencies, because I don't really care. They're all obsolete. They're just these crazy rulers trying to tell other people what to do.
Well, I think that we may very well be in the beginning of it here in the United States. It's a deep concern of mine. Is that 40%? This is a round number. 40% of the dollars that have been created in all time, all of the money in existence, M2, were created in from since March of 2020, since the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
And that means,
speaking of crap coins,
there's 40% more money chasing the same amount of goods or fewer. That's a recipe, folks, for inflation.
I mean, especially with the, it is a recipe for inflation, but when you factor in the unemployment, the fact that government has been paying people to sit at home and do nothing,
they had to get that money out there somehow.
There's no real productivity in either. So right. The whole thing is just primed to collapse, and I would urge people to look into alternative currencies. Like, we have the Goldback people right up here. I'm thrilled to see them. I didn't know they were coming until they got here last night, but they're here at the Free Talk Live site for anyone who is somehow listening to this and interested in acquiring some Goldbacks. They are, you know, literal pieces of paper that contain the, like, a thousandth of an ounce of gold.
Yeah. I guess I would call it a filament. It would be the terminology I would use to describe it. It's kind of
Well, it's not paper. Yeah, it's closer to plastic.
Gold woven into a filament.
How many times in the past, though, has China come out against Bitcoin and then turn right back around just a few months later? Like, they're doing the same thing now. They're just trying to get their hands on more Bitcoin.
That's what they're doing.
Well, as I understand it, the recent thing from China about Bitcoin is all FUD anyway. It was just them repeating something that they had already said before, and the media got a hold of us. Like, oh, my God, China's banning crypto again.
Yeah, they're chasing the miners out, and I guess the miners are going to be relocating.
Probably to Texas.
Yeah, one of the biggest Bitmain has that property outside of Austin. They've been planning on building that mine for years anyway. So.
And does Texas, you're from Texas, happen to know. Does Texas have cheaper power than the rest of the
States? Well, so what happened is there was a city that had an aluminum plant, and the aluminum plant shut down. So now that city has a large infrastructure for electricity and nowhere to put it. So they came in to buy up that old aluminum plant, and now they will take over the power and start using it for mining.
Does an aluminum plant smelt and make aluminum, or does it make, like, roofing? What is it? What they
do? No, just making aluminum. Okay. It was Alcoa. There was an Alcoa plant there. So there was an excess of energy, and it needs to go somewhere, and so it'll go to mining.
So we brought you on. You're Danny, by the way, from the Crypto Show. And where can people find that?
Thecryptoshow.com. It's on Facebook and all the other places that you might be able to find it.
Well over half a decade at this point of broadcast.
We started in 2014 out of the very first Texas Bitcoin Conference. You were there.
Yep. I've known you for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And we were on Pirate Radio then, which that station went on for over a decade.
Yeah.
Before they finally got shut down, and the news articles will tell you that it was the government that shut it down, and no, it wasn't. It was we lost a place to have the tower.
Okay.
And that's it. So the government never won. 10 years we thought them off, and they never won. They just told the newspaper, it's Alex Jones' radio station. We're going to take him out the air.
Sounds about right. I mean, the media always paints things how they want. I mean, if you look at the cases against the crypto six, it's all about money laundering and all this sort of nonsense that it doesn't really have anything to do with.
It's just a bunch of tack dogs working for the big banks.
It is. It's all about cryptocurrency and the U.S. government attempting to take control of it somehow, preferably by having Coinbase and Kraken or all these others. Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Awesome. We're going to talk about Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to address violent crime on Wednesday in a speech that will include discussing the alarming rise in homicides. the administration set to unveil an anti-crime policy which will focus on gun violence. As far as what he believes is the issue, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig tells Fox News,
"No, we don't have a gun problem in the country. What we have is a criminal problem, and we need to address that."
Fed Chair Jerome Powell thinks the United States labor market should gradually improve over the coming months.
"Conditions in the labor market have continued to improve, although the pace has been uneven. The unemployment rate remained elevated in May at 5.8%, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment."
Powell testifying in a House hearing on Tuesday, stressing that hiring is up. You're listening to USA Radio News. COVID-19 protocols are continuing to be released for the upcoming Olympics.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is coming out with its first ever loyalty program next month, the fast food giant announcing it will launch on July 8th in the United States. Customers can get 100 points for each dollar they spend at McDonald's. How much it costs to redeem a reward depends on the item. Hash browns cost 1,500 points, while a Big Mac will set somebody back 6,000 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live here at Fork Fest. Continuing here until July the 5th. Mark, you're leaving Thursday, I believe.
Something like that.
But you'll presumably be back at some point. I mean, I don't even attempt to keep track of you. Your coming and goings are bizarre and frequent. And it's like, is Mark here? Is he in New Hampshire? Who knows?
Who knows?
But we are here at ForkFest having a great time talking to people, learning about what they've been up to, their activism, and we're here talking to Danny of the Crypto Show. You recently attended a Crapcoin convention in Miami. Now, do they actually advertise themselves as crap coins? I mean, is this
with the full-on S that we're not allowed to say because of the, you know, federally communicated
something or other.
Now, are these coins that are specifically meant to be crap coins, like Dogecoin, or are these coins that some random programmer thought was a good idea, like Orange Coin or Pop Coin or whatever?
So there's a kid out of Philly named Ken Bozak. You probably know who he is.
Yeah, I don't
know
the name.
Okay, so the Bitcoin conference was inaccessible to a lot of people because of the price. It was overpriced, and it was basically sold out. So he came up with the idea of this crap coin, starting with the S conference,
yep.
And it was free. And because F maximalism was his reasoning. So basically the sponsors paid to make this happen, and it was free to get in. There was a lot of young kids doing things with NFTs and just all kinds of interesting
non-fungible tokens.
Yes. So you can put your digital whatever,
yeah.
your digital art or whatever you want to call it, onto these tokens and transfer
and
ownership.
That's what they're great for, is a non-fungible token allows...
intellectual property outside of the state. And I'm still not a fan of intellectual property, even if it's outside of the state.
Well, I'm a fan of it in so much as, do you want... if you've got your Captain America number one... Or,
well, that's a physical hard copy.
But you can put NFT on it so that, a QR code with an NFT on it so that you have some clarity as to whether or not this is a real Captain America number one or just a reprint of some sort. And this is the value of these things, is it says, this is the one. And, it makes it more difficult to counterfeit.
I think one of the best use cases that I've heard of was the video, the YouTube video of Charlie Bit My Finger, right? Had like 900 million views, and so it's like the most viewed YouTube ever. They sold it at an auction, and so, as an NFT, mm-hmm. to someone who paid $724,000 or something for this video. So now they took that video down off the internet and transferred ownership to this other person. Now they own it, and they get to receive the rewards. Clips or whatever.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. So,
how do you own a video that you've published, though? I mean, if I want to go to YouTube and download that video and re-upload it,
so the person that uploaded
that right.
The person that uploaded that video sold the rights to someone else. They pulled it down off of their channel. Now that other person can do with it whatever he wants, whether he wants to put it back on YouTube or not. That person now owns the right to do whatever they want with that.
Well,
video.
So does anyone who downloaded it.
Well, you're talking in the theoretical that they own the video because they downloaded it. And
it is literally their video at this point. Whether or not they created it or produced it, it's literally theirs, and they
YouTube
literally
isn't gonna see
have a copy
way.
Of it. I know, but YouTube is wrong.
Well, fine, they're wrong. Like, the thing is that intellectual property is fine by me so long as it is voluntary and private. So if everybody wants to recognize everybody else's originality or whatever, then that's fine by me. The idea that you force me to pay for your enforcement of your intellectual property through the FBI or Interpol or whatever organization, now that's when we start getting into the areas of force.
Okay, I will agree with that, although I would strongly advise people to avoid intellectual property simply because, by definition, it infringes on actual real property rights.
I have a really great example for NFTs. It's a really good one, and it's Bolts. At one point in the relatively recent past, the most counterfeited thing in the world was bolts.
Bolts, like...
A bolt is a...
Like a screw?
Usually hexagonal...
Okay. So, yeah, an actual
screw.
Bolt. Okay.
Yeah. That without a... It doesn't have a, like a
right.
little
no
slit
head.
In it or something
yeah.
like that. And... Specifically, delta bolts. Now, delta bolts can hold a specific amount of weight. I can't tell you what it is, but it's something like a quarter of a metric ton. Each one.
Okay.
But they were coming out of, wait for it, where was it? Where was the fake one, the fake delta bolts coming from? China, right? Out of China was coming some counterfeit delta bolts. Now, this would be fine if the delta bolts that they were counterfeiting actually held a quarter of a metric ton. But if they don't, then people fall to their death over somebody who put a little triangle on the top of a bolt because they wanted to get more money for it. And sometimes counterfeiting kills people.
I would argue that, China should have, or whatever manufacturer in China was doing this, should have been more specific about what sort of weight loads their bolts could take.
That manufacturer closed up shop and left, and then would open up shop under a different name, and then close shop and leave. And the people who ought to be dropped in a meat grinder face first.
But some people were responsible for this. And
yes,
I
they should.
I don't
and
think
they should be held trial for murder.
I don't think that intellectual property would necessarily solve this issue. It's more like fraud on their part to present their bolts as being
it's fraud.
More capable than they were.
Indeed. Intellectual property violations are fraud because you're
I don't see it as an intellectual property violation.
If you say, I painted the Mona Lisa, this painting's mine, I painted it, and it's the Mona Lisa, you're presenting yourself as someone you are not.
You don't have to say that you created it in order to say that this is my Mona Lisa. Like, if I had the Mona Lisa, I would have to say, I painted it, therefore it's mine. I was like, this is physically in my possession, therefore it's mine.
You've had your opportunity to defend intellectual property. May, can we go on with the interview?
Yeah. Well, it's so important to NFTs because NFTs are a way of digitizing intellectual property.
Yes, a private and voluntary way of digitizing intellectual property.
I'm saying people should not volunteer for it.
Well, they should. I think they should. So was there a star, a standout at this Crapcoin conference?
Probably Monero. That was the best one.
Monero?
Monero?
No, Monero.
Monero.
That's the real Monero.
Okay. Well, tell me about Monero.
Okay. So it started out as a joke, basically poking fun.
So did Dogecoin.
Look
at the seven runs it's had.
Yeah. So making fun of basically how you have Bitcoin maximalists and Monero maximalists. Yeah.
Do love Monero.
Well, I just came up with the idea of Monero. I'd rather have Monero than Monero. And I was poking fun at these guys. And then we had a big party and came up with all the ideas. And the next thing you know, we're launching a token. And now we're going to make it real. So this is going to actually have ZK Snark. So it will have privacy.
ZK Snark.
Yes. It is going to have the ZK Snark protocol. It's basically built on the same... Pirate chain, if you're familiar with Pirate, it's on the Komodo platform. It's a side chain.
Is that Komodo?
Yes, okay. Komodo.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, okay, not Komodo, right?
Yeah, Komodo.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
So it's not like Monero and Monero. When you say Komodo, you mean just Komodo.
Komodo.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to be adding this to the Komodo chain, and it will have the ZK Snark, so it'll have the same privacy features as Pirate. As Pirate Chain.
So when do you expect to squeeze out Monero?
Monero, I think we're going to be airdropping that or air dumping it soon.
Air dumping it is better.
So the idea.
What kind of security does it have?
Proof of work. Yeah, so it's the same as Pirate Chain. It'll be using the proof of work that's coming from Komodo, and we're in a proof of stake and then proof of meme. So a part of the...
Proof of meme?
Yes, actually, you will be paid for memes. If you load memes onto our social media, then we will send you tokens.
Hold on. You get Monero for S posting?
Yes.
Okay.
You get S for S posting. I think it's a great way to also, people who don't know how to get cryptocurrency could easily get it just by, like, how do I go to an exchange? You don't need to go to an exchange. Just make a poop post.
Now, what is your social media that they need to post the memes to?
At Monero SHT.
Okay.
Yeah, so our ticker symbol will be SHT.
Okay, perfect.
Quite fitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just
and
on
social
Twitter.
Media platforms. Oh,
yeah, you go to Monero.io and it has all the links to
how do you spell Monero?
Manure, just like cow poop.
M-A-N-U-R-E
with an O on the end, .io.
Awesome, go check that out. That's Monero.io.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or as I like to think of it, Porkfest, because that's where I'm at. I don't know where everyone else is, but I'm here at Porkfest. I have not... As you pointed out, Mark, and as we said all last year, the whole thing has gone back down to how it used to be, where people can just come to the campground and do whatever they want. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is just this thing that sort of happens down there. I haven't checked it out yet. I may at some point. But I don't know how much interest there actually is among all of the people here to go down there and listen to seminars and speakers and all of that versus socializing and engaging in activism like Benjamin Schaefer here, who is with Goldback. And it's really awesome to have Goldback representation here. Last year, they were really, really popular here. Of course, Ian Freeman, who is not here this year, was primarily the person helping to distribute those last year. And they were immensely popular. And that was only the Utah Goldback. The New Hampshire Goldback didn't exist then, and it does now. You arrived late last night, so I assume you didn't set anything up, but how has it been so far?
Oh, it's been amazing. Thank you for having me on. It's been so much fun. Everybody's taking them. Everybody's excited. We've got that New Hampshire art, which has some of New Hampshire culture and history, right into the money. So
yeah, New Hampshire has really great freedom history too, from what the King's trees that there was this revolution around cutting down the monarch's trees that he was going to use for the masts of warships that were here in New Hampshire, and that was all sort of part of the Revolutionary War. And so we've got some really cool things on which you can do your revolutionary art.
Absolutely. Live free or die.
Indeed. Everybody loves to say it. So I think it's probably worth pointing out the United States Constitution is abundantly clear that no states may have their own money unless...
unless there are silver or gold. And the gold back is a pure gold currency.
Right. So you can. So the smallest denomination of a gold back is a 1/1000th of a troy ounce.
That's correct. 1/1000th of a troy ounce. And then there's a 1, a 5, 10, 25, 50. They're all interchangeable.
So it's a 50,000th of a gold.
50,000th, yeah.
50,000th of a troy ounce. And this means that people can transact. And it you don't have particularly have to. Like, I could use a Utah gold back in Boise if I felt like it.
Absolutely.
If somebody was willing to do business with it. But it's nice to have them branded per state because it just gives sort of legitimacy in people's minds, and people want to, you know, have some level of sort of chauvinism towards their state, presumably.
Well, yeah, but beyond that, we're also making sure that it comports with each state's laws so that we can make sure that the way in which it's presented in each state fits in with that state's laws on barter or
other. That's what I was about to ask about, because I know the Utah Goldback describes itself as a voluntary local currency at the top, but the New Hampshire Goldback says something different.
What does it say?
That's right. It's called a voluntary negotiable instrument.
That's it. I couldn't remember the term.
And that is the phrase that you find in New Hampshire state law for the use of barters or of precious metals like this. So
it's a negotiable instrument.
A negotiable instrument. And it's voluntary. The idea is you don't necessarily have to take them. A vendor doesn't have to accept them. But because they're pure gold, they're worth what they're worth anywhere. This is why, you know, you were saying if you're in Boise or even Great Britain or Japan, for example, it'll always be interchangeable. And as we do that and bring it into more places, we expect that it will become a truly international currency, interchangeable anywhere.
Well, they have the benefit of being absolutely stunning as pieces of artwork.
Yeah, they really are beautiful.
They're beautiful enough that you could put these in a frame and put them on your wall. I mean, it would be a waste of gold.
Well,
but
for collectors, we actually do that. For collectors,
okay.
You can get the very first issue of a particular currency along with the notes from the artists and things like that to put on your wall as well. So.
Yeah, and I think they're gorgeous and I like them for the collectible status of them. But anybody can do business in gold, so anybody can do business in gold backs, and the money's actually worth something as opposed to what every government currency out there, which is backed by the full faith and credit of a bunch of liars and killers blah, 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 blah. And it's just nonsense. I mean, you know, what we've seen in the last few months since March of 2020, 40% of the dollars in existence were created since March of 2020. That means 40% of the dollars in existence are brand new. That means inflation, the little inflation machine, it's chugging along.
That's right. And those chickens are going to come home to roost here really, really soon.
Well, they really are. I mean, at this point, gold, the price of gold, the price of Bitcoin, the price of cryptocurrencies, they've all been on the rise over time. And I'd like to address cryptocurrencies in relation to the gold back. You can choose to accept anything you want to accept for your business, and that's just it. I mean, there's no competition. I love gold. I love cryptocurrency. There's some really great things you can do. Like, you can't stick a gold back into the little vents of the side of your computer and have it come out the other end in North Korea, but try to get a local vendor to accept cryptocurrency, and it's going to be difficult.
Right, but with the goldbacks, you have the value in your hand because it's made out of real gold.
Yep.
Essentially, it's a trust. It transcends trust.
It does.
You don't even have to trust some person for what it's worth or to trade it in somewhere. You actually have the value in your hand. And it is true, it's harder to transact over long distances, and that's one of the great benefits of crypto. But both of these types of currencies are really trying to solve the same kinds of problems. We need to decentralize our currency systems. We need to decentralize the control of our markets. If you want to have a truly free market, you have to have a free money.
And absolutely.
And that's what crypto is doing, and that's what Goldback is doing.
Right. And, I mean, if you can't make the decision, and right now you really can't make the decision not to accept U.S. dollars because it says, it says right on it that it's good for all debts. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to use it in transaction, but they have to accept it for a debt, which is usually given by a bank. So banks have signed up to say, yes, we will always accept USDs. But also, pretty much everybody has to pay tax, and the government's only accepting USDs for tax. tax, so therefore that's how they enforce their monopoly.
Well, that's
by
partially
tax.
True. There are city and local governments that have been willing to accept cryptocurrency and payments for various forms of taxes.
They're working on it.
I would strongly advise anyone, though, to not give the government your cryptocurrency or your gold backs or your currency that's actually valuable. Give them back. Give them to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Right.
Give them that useless crap of paper.
Take as long as you can to pay them, because you don't want to give them free loans until you have to pay. Take as long as you can to pay, and then pay in USDs.
Yeah,
pennies, preferably.
Yeah, in fact, one of the things that's really exciting, though, is that there are some places, very more freedom-oriented states, like Wyoming, where we believe it's quite likely that they will accept the goldbacks in payment. And this could help if for liquidity. If your business accepts goldbacks as payment, you can potentially pay your taxes, if you live in Wyoming, in those goldbacks. And so I'm excited to, it was recently announced, but I'm excited to announce it for Free Talk Live, that the Wyoming goldback is coming out in just a few months.
Oh, very good.
This is the first I've heard about that. Of course, I've been sort of out of the loop for the last few months, but from what I've seen from the Nevada, the Utah, and the New Hampshire goldbacks, they're going to be beautiful, and of course, I'm going to want a full set.
Yeah, I love them. So at this point, there's Nevada, Utah, and New Hampshire, and then Wyoming's coming out. Presumably Texas.
A few months.
Texas has to be on the list soon.
Oh, for sure. Texans absolutely love the goldbacks.
Texans love Texas.
Texans love Texas.
And if you put Texas on a gold back, they're going to want to buy it.
Texas is a substantially larger economy, and so to do a proper rollout to make it possible to build a true local economy that's built around the gold backs, we are trying to make sure that we get ahead of that. So it will be a little bit of time, but we are working on a Texas gold back. If anybody wants to help invest,
that's what I'm saying is that this is anybody who's excited about gold back, the idea of money, real money being used in their community. They need to get a hold of you and understand that this is a community effort. It's not like you just get a giant vault of gold out there. You have a technology, and you need more gold to implement that technology in all 50 states.
Well, the technology itself is absolutely amazing, because you can't spend a thousandth of an ounce of gold in other forms.
You can't even find
it.
Yeah, it's too small. But here it is, $4 worth of gold currently. Pardon me if this is a dated recording. But today, it's $4 worth of gold, and I can, transact in it, and it stays. Well, it's certainly more durable than a dollar bill.
Oh, yeah. You can have them in your wallet, and they stay beautiful for a long time. They're waterproof. I mean, they last a long time. And that way, you aren't going to lose it. You know, the smallest gold coin the U.S. Mint ever made was a tenth of an ounce. And that's smaller than, like, the nail on your pinky finger. And that is so easy to lose.
Yeah.
And it's worth hundreds of dollars, this tiny little thing. So much easier to have something like the gold back, where you have these beautiful bills, you have guaranteed purity, guaranteed weight, and they're easy to transact in.
They are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, there was nothing better last year than to whip out a gold back to pay for food and just have the sunlight reflecting off of it. They're beautiful.
I do love the gold backs, and I think that they this is the best idea in returning America and the world to a metal back, a metal currency, because it's not metal back. You have the metal in your hand.
Exactly. And the thing is that's what's called a deflationary currency, right? Because the dollar is just going to keep going down.
Yep.
Can you hold that thought and join us for another segment?
Yeah, let's talk about gold.
It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with